Hi, everyone, and welcome to our next episode of CLOs Uncovered with Corporate Credit. My name is Sandeep Chana, and I'm a senior analyst in the structured credit team at S&P, and I'm joined here with my colleague, Hina. Hina?
Yes, thanks a lot, Sandeep. So, of course, Hina Shoaib, I'm a director based in London. And for all our listeners, I have been covering as sector lead for retail and consumer goods. And by the way, I've recently moved my role. And now I'll be focusing more on leisure names, which includes all the travel companies, a lot of gaming companies, and there's a lot more interesting left finance credits in that space. Which brings me to introduce my guest, who's now taking up my position as sector lead for retail and consumer goods. So I have Ram Ratnam. Hello, Ram.
Hi, Sandeep.
Hey.
So, Ram, what are we going to be discussing? Because you've been following retail for quite some time. So, is it what, EI?
Yeah, I mean, we've had an interesting sort of acquisition in the pub space. And this is essentially Stonegate, which is, as you know, owned by TDR Capital. It's agreed to buy EI, which is the sort of leased and tenanted pub operator, for about $1.3 billion.
Okay, so I mean, Ram, that you mentioned a good point here. This is the UK's largest leased and tenanted pub operator. Just to very quickly bring the CLO angle, there are a few CLOs which are exposed to EI Group. It has lessened or reduced over the last year or so. The average exposure in any given 400 million CLO is around 0.5%. That you see in any given CLO portfolio, but going back to the credit itself, Ram, you know, it has a single B rating. I understand that from the CLO angle, again, there has been certain new developments in the credit as well, and then the recovery rating as well, right? It's got a 1 or 95%, which at the AAA level leads us to a 70% recovery rating for the CLO weighted average recovery rate. But I mean, as you were saying, what can you tell us more about this credit?
I think it's one, just to add, I think it's one of the key transformative acquisition in the sector. So I think what we'd like to hear from you is how significant it is, and again, what does it mean for the ratings?
Yeah. So this acquisition implies sort of an enterprise value of about $3 billion, which is a multiple of around 11 times of EI's underlying EBITDA. Now, what's interesting is Stonegate is the fourth largest managed pub company in the UK. So combining these two pub operators would sort of result in 4,800 sites approximately, and you mentioned recovery values, and the property values sort of estimated to be north of $4 billion combined.
So the rating on EI, and correct me, Ram, if I'm wrong, so the rating on EI is B stable, and that has moved because of this announced transaction to B watch neck. And for Stonegate, which was B minus stable, that has moved to B minus developing. So can you elaborate on what does that mean? There's so much happening in this transaction.
Yeah. So on one hand, Stonegate, as you rightly said, is rated at B minus level, and EI's current rating is single B. So I think the sort of key aspect from our rating action is the scale benefits of the acquisition will clearly be offset to some extent by additional debt at the group level.
Okay.
And this will also, they'll be also sort of looking at some acquisition costs, some restructuring costs, and those kind of things as well. So really, the combined leverage of the group will be one of the key factors in us deciding the future ratings.
Okay, so we'll have to wait for the transaction to close, after which we would probably be resolving the credit watches here.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And this might even happen, sort of next year, in 2020.
So. 2020 is basically the timeline. And in terms of approvals, we probably do expect some closures, because that's generally what we hear when we hear two big companies merging and consolidating, because I understand the sector is consolidating.
Yes. No, we've had a lot of transactions in the pub space. Recently, Green King has also been acquired by Hong Kong company. We've had, of course, going back a bit, Stonegate itself has been very acquisitive ever since it was carved out as a separate company. So,
okay.
A lot of transactions.
Should we move on to recovery? Because again, the transaction will materialize, and maybe we'll have to call Ram again for an update once we've got more details in future.
Yeah, absolutely. So like we mentioned, so a recovery rating of 1, 95%. You mentioned something about the value of the underlying properties. Maybe you can give us a bit more detail about that. I mean, again, a recovery rating of one, both in corporate world and CLO world, is, apart from one plus, is one of the highest scales out there on the recovery rating scale. So it does obviously have an impact on the overall recovery rate and loss given default in the CLO.
So
what else could you tell us about that recovery rating?
Sure, Sandeep. I think in terms of the reason for our notching up on the recovery and the issue ratings has been certainly on the secured notes issued by EI, was a fixed charge over the pool of pretty high quality properties in the group.
Okay.
In addition, they had second floating charge over the balance of properties secured for the RCF, so, and term loans which were not rated. That said, the residual value which is available for the unsecured bondholders and the recovery prospects with those could fluctuate in response to even small changes in the value of our properties. I just wanted to point that out.
So it's basically the underlying pool of assets, and which is again unusual. One is unusual overall across the board, but it's because we've got good quality assets there in this particular case. That's why we have a recovery rating of one.
And another interesting dimension is EI also has this subsidiary, which is a unique securitization. It's called Unique Securitization, and that benefits from structurally enhanced credit features that protect the servicing of the securitization. So that element, that part of the capital structure is sort of expected to remain untouched as part of the refinancing of the wider transaction.
Interesting, very interesting. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot, Ron. That was really interesting. That's it. That's all we have time for on this episode. Again, if you do have any questions or anything else you would like us to discuss, reach out. Speak to us. Let us know. Let us know if you have any questions. But for now, thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.